I want to compliment the Milk Council. Huh? Those clowns got up there and painted everybody needs peace instead of everybody needs milk on the things. And the Milk Council decided to just leave them up until the next regular billboard changing. That's one step.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Come here a minute. I want to show you something.
Yes, sir.
Somebody made a mistake on the price of these Kodak Instamatic cameras. The sign says less than $10.
Well, no, that's right. I marked them myself.
Look, fella, you have to be talking to a guy who knows about Kodak Instamatic cameras.
But, sir, I assure you, Kodak Instamatic 44 cameras do cost less than $10 everywhere.
Kodak Instamatic 44 cameras?
That's right, sir.
The ones that take color snapshots and color slides?
Right.
Look, I hate to get you in trouble this way, but I'll take two of them. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Two? Yes, sir.
While they're selling at this price, you bet. One for my wife and one for the kid's birthday. Boy, I hate to do this to you.
Oh, frankly, I'm delighted.
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll keep quiet about this thing, and maybe not so many people will catch on, okay? So long.
But, sir, you don't understand. Sir,
don't worry, I won't say a word.
Do your dealer a favor. Talk about the Kodak Instamatic 44 cameras. They make great gifts for anyone, even you. And they do cost less than $10.
Want a Johnny Action Land request for Mill Valley?
1260 KYA. Get aboard the Silver Bird, departing gate 19. Satisfy your Walter Mitty mind, trying out a dream. Your sign is Capricorn in every corner of your life. Says you'll remain my friend until you're mine. At her door, but I know my baby's no baby no more. Silver wings, your pet dog will remember you, and I'll carry your things. We'll catch your running makeup, and you will look just fine. And you remain my friend until you're mine.
Lindsay, 21st rated song currently on the official San Francisco Music Survey from KYA. 7:13 on a Wednesday. This water, Johnny.
You'll find one of the top savers from Chevrolet, Nova. The car that's already priced smaller than its size is now priced lower than before. Yes, now you can order Nova, Chevrolet's popular economy family car, at a $159 price reduction. Based on manufacturer's suggested retail prices, including federal excise tax and suggested dealer new vehicle preparation charges. The $159 price reduction applies to all Novas, 4, 6, and 8-cylinder models, coupe and sedan. The day-night mirror, bias-belted ply tires, cigarette lighter, and seatbelt retractors, formerly standard, are still available as options. And you still get much more than with those smaller cars. A longer wheelbase, rear windows that roll up and down, room for 5 or 6 big people. This $159 price reduction on Nova is only an indication of how anxious your Chevy dealer is to deal. Order your Nova now. One of the top savers from Chevrolet.
Wanajani and more KYA memory music from Glenn Campbell.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
One of Wanajani's favorite Jimmy Webb compositions. And I love the way Glenn Campbell sings Wichita Lineman. Good morning, it's 7:17 now, KYA.
I got love inside my pocket. Got a light step. Together. Now I'm moving on.
Edwards counts down the KYA Top 30 singles in order every Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m. You can hear that this afternoon with Mr. Edwards. Strawberry Point third grade class. Well, that's musical appreciation for you this morning with Wanda Johnny at 7:21 on KYA.
You've been hurt, and now you're afraid, afraid to be hurt anymore. Well, just forget your fear, girl. The answer. It's not gonna hurt anymore.
Now you won't be hurt by your antiperspirant. Now there's Soft and Dry, the painless antiperspirant. Soft and Dry won't sting, even if you use it right after shaving. It'll just help keep you fresh and dry all day, every day.
It won't hurt to try Soft and Dry.
The Giants game in Cincinnati last night just about parallels the weather we're having in San Francisco today. Fair with some fog. Yeah, so they lost 5-3 to the Reds last night. They'll do better. Weather-wise, we're doing good today. It's going to be fair. 60 degrees high in the city, 75 inland. Right now, number one Knob Hill Circle. It's getting better, and it's 58 degrees.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, we'll get it much lighter.
make it easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter.
My little woman's letter said you can't live unless we're together. For Tucson, my heart is yearning. Like Bronson, my wheels are turning. Can't wait to be there with her high in the Catalinas. The lights of Tucson shining in her eyes. I'll never be a loner way out in Arizona. Ain't a desert reaching the sky. Gotta see the lights of Tucson. I gotta pack, come on, get a move on. Gotta see the lights of Tucson. Ain't coming back, we'll get a move on. The lights of Tucson. I've got a pack. Come on, get a move on. Gotta see the lights of Tucson. Ain't coming back. We'll get a move on.
KY 727 with Juana Johnny, winner of the San Francisco Sebastian Cabot Lookalike Contest. I got a hit from the Deja Vu album to get you going.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself. Because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you. That your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by.
drive on your dream. The one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
This is Brad Messer with the 7:30 News from KYA San Francisco. 58 degrees in the city. The forecast follows the news. Brought to you by Quaker State Motor Oil. Quaker State your car to keep it running young. Judging from an announcement made in Cambodia today, there's been a major shift in U.S. policy and fighting in that country. The Cambodian military command revealed that American fighter bombers have made attacks deep into Cambodia, supporting Cambodian ground forces. American officials in Saigon won't confirm it, and they won't deny it. The U.S. command repeatedly refuses to discuss U.S. air activity in Cambodia, except that on Monday they admitted that American planes were flying up to 100 miles inside the country to attack some supply lines of North Vietnamese and Viet Cong. This development, though, flying in direct support of Cambodian ground forces, is something new and major. The Cambodian announcement on U.S. airstrikes is coming at the same time as reports that North Vietnamese and Viet Cong units are gathering east of the capital, Phnom Penh, and that heavy fighting has broken out again at Kong Phong Spew, 30 miles southwest of the capital. Well, let's get most of the bad news out of the way and then go into something funny. The New York stock market has opened sharply lower on a broad front. Dow Jones Industrial Average is already down 5 points in early trading. Declining issues are ahead of those advancing by nearly 5-1. So, Larry Brownell, what are our policemen up to?
Well, in what may be the longest relay race in history, the cops of Los Angeles and San Francisco are trying to see who can run 543 miles in the fastest time. Now, the two teams of flatfoots left the L.A. Civic Center about 7 o'clock last night, headed north through San Fernando Valley, bound for San Francisco. Each policeman runs 10 miles, then rests in a camper truck while his buddies take to the highway. The boys in blue from San Francisco, we might mention, got off to a fast start, but at last report, Los Angeles police had closed the gap, and they were about a minute ahead. Now, they're not saying how long it will take to complete the 543-mile foot race until they get a little closer to San Francisco. Larry Brownell, KY News.
If they're doing 10 miles an hour, it's, you know, roughly 54 hours. It's a couple of days. Yeah. They'll be in. A couple of days off after that ought to be good. Miss California, by the way, paid her first visit to San Francisco yesterday since she won the title Saturday night in that statewide beauty pageant. Karen Casher from Castro Valley said she didn't pay any attention to the Women's Liberation League pickets outside the pageant hall, and she doesn't even like most of their policies anyway.
Well, I like to wear bras, yes.
That's a good answer.
It's kind of comfortable.
What are you doing after the news conference?
Nothing you'd be interested in.
Karen is 18 years old and freely admits that she got into the Miss America contest because she needs the money to study the violin. An estimated 300 employees of the Caterpillar Tractor Company in San Leandro are said to be staying off their jobs this morning. One person who answered the phone there called it a partially effective wildcat strike. KYA time is 7:34. They've changed some of those everybody needs milk billboards, and the story's next.
If you've got a tough beard, and you're shaving right now, and the razor's going down your cheek, well, that's the kind of rasping your car's apt to feel this morning. No, it isn't crazy. You start the car cold, and the cold engine isn't up to its job yet. It can't be. It isn't hot enough. And because the engine isn't hot yet, you have all this soot and grit building up on engine parts, looking for something to rub and wear. Only faster and harder. But when you have Quaker State Motor Oil, no problem. Quaker State, refined only from Pennsylvania-grade crude oil, 100% pure. Finest you can buy. Fortified to clear away those harmful deposits. Keep them in suspension and keep your engine running sweet and young as new. Quaker State. Peace of mind by the quart.
Quaker State, your car, to keep it running young.
California milk producers say it's okay to leave their billboards just like they are, even though the word milk has been covered up and replaced by the word peace. At least 8 billboards were altered yesterday by some imposters who dummied up trucks, or one truck at least, to look like it came from the Advan sign company. In broad daylight, they painted out the word milk and put it peace. Now the billboards read, "Everybody needs peace." They put some other words up at the end of those slogans, and the sign company paints those out right away.
KYA Sports.
A couple of California players have been signed by the Oakland Athletics, Dale Fanner out of Riverside and Bruce Desmond of Loyola. Tonight's the final night of play in the first half of the California League baseball season. Already, Bakersfield has the first half title wrapped up. Los Angeles State golfer Bob Clark starts defending his title today at the NCAA University Division Golf Tournament at Ohio State in Columbus. Arizona State University golfer Jane Bastenshuri of Whittier swings into the first of 4 straight title defenses today in the National Women's Intercollegiate Tournament at El Cajon. In the National League tonight, the Los Angeles Dodgers are at Atlanta, San Francisco plays Cincinnati, and San Diego's at Houston. In the American League, the California Angels face a twilight doubleheader with the Chicago White Sox at Anaheim. The Athletics play the Kansas City Royals tonight at Oakland. KYA Bay Area weather, fair with some morning fog. High today 60 in the city, 75 inland, the low tonight 50. Around the bay, it's 62 in San Jose, 59 in Oakland, 57 in Marin. Above Nob Hill, the skies are overcast, the city temperature 58 degrees. This is Brad Messer, KYA News.
The beautiful blinkers. Two new creations in lashes from Maybelline. New Moonstar lashes, exclusively Maybelline's. Unique star cut with 5 intriguing points. The beautiful blinkers. New Glamour Fluffs. Extra long, extra bewitching. The beautiful blinkers. New Moonstars, just $2.75. New Glamour Fluffs, only $3. Both so easy to apply with special formula adhesive. The beautiful blinkers. The newest lashes from Maybelline.
Hey, where'd you get that tan?
With QT Quick Tanning Lotion.
Smart girl. She knew how to get the quickest tan on the beach. She used QT Quick Tanning Lotion and got a darker, richer tan faster than with any other kind of suntan lotion.
You can tan in just 3 to 5 hours with or without the sun with the new QT Triple Tan Plan.
Get the free Triple Tan Plan booklet where you buy QT and start your tan now with QT by Coppertone.
Lowe's Theater opens with an unusual movie today based on the life of Christine Jorgensen, the woman who started life as a male. It's nothing to snicker about. This is Brad Messer with Entertainment Billboard reviewing Christine, the film story of the life of Christine Jorgensen. Far from being an exploitation film or a cheapie, Christine is a miracle worker in one way. An audience that comes prepared to snicker and joke about freaks leaves the theater with a compassionate understanding of the heartbreak suffered by one human being. The male and female parts are brilliantly played by newcomer John Hansen in his first film. And if you're familiar with my reviews, I very seldom use that word brilliant. Hansen is. Christine Jorgensen was born a male, but it took a medical breakthrough to reveal that the body of George Jorgensen was producing far more female hormones than it should. George had feminine instincts, feminine preferences, feminine thoughts. He was ridiculed as a homosexual, a faggot, a limp wrist, whatever the names were. They were derisive, hard, and unsympathetic. The first operation of its kind in the history of the earth, George Jorgensen became Christine late in 1952. She knocked the Korean War right off the front pages of the American newspapers, most of which treated the operation as a gutter-level joke. Christine Jorgensen now tells her side of the story on film.
I was there every minute the screenplay was being written. Both writers worked very closely with me, and I was very happily surprised that they took some of the thoughts that I had because, well, it is my life. It's not as though it was a novel. If it was a novel, I'd do like Margaret Mitchell did and say, okay, fellas, have a ball. I'll come to the opening, or maybe I won't. It depends on what you do to the book. This was the story of my life. It represented my family, which I am somewhat super protective of. Both my parents are dead, but their memories are very important to me because they were wonderful people. And I didn't want anything to come out that wasn't true. Although Mother and Dad would have been very happy with anything that was true. But I was there just to make sure that it didn't go ape, that they didn't camp up the picture, that they didn't create luridness where it didn't exist, where truth came out. And I remember saying to Edward Small so many times, I'd say, Edward, and the writers too, I say, when in doubt, fellas, go back to the truth.
The Edward Small referred to by Christine Jorgensen is the producer of Christine, and he's done a fine, fine job. Although not a flashy, sexy, or funny show, Christine is important for two reasons. First, the topic is certainly of general interest. Second, the way the makers have handled the delicate subject is a credit to the film industry. If other misunderstood subjects, motorcycle gangs, long hairs, right-wing extremists, homosexuals, establishment governors, and the like, if other subjects could be handled with the same depth of perception, understanding, and communication would triumph, and it'd be a better world. Needless to say, I feel Christine is a worthwhile, important film because it brings understanding to an area of human misunderstanding. It should happen more often. From great books to great shows, it's all here, as we always say at KYA.
It's great to be in San Francisco.
Jackson and the Jackson 5. Oh, the Love You Save. Number one record in the San Francisco Bay Area this week. Good morning. I'm Juan and Johnny. It's 7:43 at KYA.
That one in is a pinhead. Dad, take a picture of me diving.
Gotcha. Belly whoppers come out best on Kodak film.
Boy, Mom, this is the greatest birthday cake.
Thank you, dear.
Looks good on you, too. Chocolate icing comes out best on Kodak film.
Oh, what a sleepy head. Did you have a good birthday?
Uh-huh. Give me a piggyback, Daddy.
Okay. Climb on.
Night, Mom.
Hey, look at me, you two.
Sleepy heads come out best on Kodak film. Any good times are better when you save them in pictures to enjoy again and again. And best of all, when you save them with the high quality and dependability of Kodak film. Good times come out best on Kodak film. Get an extra roll or two today.
Why, of course, I love that Kodak. I drop a Kodak film right into my camera every day.
Johnny is a joker, he's a bird, a very funny joker, he's a bird, but when he jokes my honey, he's a dog, he's joking ain't so funny, what a dog, Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby, the bird dog. Johnny sings a love song, like a bird, sings the sweetest love song you ever heard, but when he sings to my gal, what a howl, to me he's just a wolf dog, on the prowl, Johnny wants to fly away and put the love my baby, the bird dog. He can get now. What a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick.
Ago, as Bonnie Johnny makes KYA memories on a Wednesday morning with the Everly Brothers and Bird Dog at 7:47.
What is the answer you seek each day to find? Is it the answer you need for peace of mind? Could there be sorrow on a sunny sun?
Aluminum chlorhydrate is the answer. It's an arid extra dry, and it's the one spray ingredient that helps stop perspiration wetness best. Use arid extra dry every day to be sure. It has what you need to help stop perspiration wetness best. Arid extra dry.
1260 KY. The station that puts more music in your morning with all the 45s and albums, too.
Love on a two-way street.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's By the Moments with Buona Johnny, and I found love on that two-way street. Good Wednesday morning at 7:51 at KYA.
You tell me what I'm doing.
You're filling a corn cob pipe with potato chips. Bell brand potato chips.
Now, we would like you to put that in your mouth and smoke it, sir.
No.
You know, no one ever got arrested for smoking Bell brand potato chips.
Oh.
Would you describe what you're doing now?
I'm lighting the potato chips.
Yeah?
Now, how does that taste, sir?
It tastes pretty good. Surprising.
Do you think people could start smoking Bell brand potato chips?
It might be a good idea.
It's possible that they might try to smoke a rival potato chip. Let's test the rival potato chip under the smoke it in your pipe conditions.
Now, this is a historic moment. He is lighting the rival chip. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get a light on the rival chip. No, it's not as good as the Bell. I had to do an awful lot of pulling through the pipe on the rival potato chip, which I didn't have to do on the Bell.
So if you were going to put a chip in your pipe and smoke it,
I'd take the Bell potato chip any day.
For what?
For pipe smoking. What else?
If it's Bell, it's Swell.
I say, why not? KYA forecasting for the Bay Area, fair and beautiful today. Should have a high of 60 in the city, 75 inland. Above Bob Hill, it's now 58 KYA degrees.
You know I've got to show you, nobody else before you, never gave me such a beautiful feeling. A woman to touch of my soul now.
You that the Haight-Ashbury Children's Fair is going to take place this Saturday, the 27th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Children's Center.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true.
KYN.
This is Brad Messer with the 8 o'clock news from KYA San Francisco. It's 58 degrees in the city. The forecast follows the news. And here's what the city of San Francisco is saying this morning about a major new development in the war in Cambodia.
My answer is yes, absolutely. We're fighting a war over there, and we can't have our hands tied to fight the war over there. And the press for the past several months has not been accurate in what they describe as going on over there, and I place full reliance in what our government is doing there.
Hey, you got a good question now. You know, I use that to my husband to talk about. I don't believe they should, but I don't know my reason. I mean, they just shouldn't.
Well, I believe that they should protect our men. They should fly in to protect our men.
That's exactly what the question is. They should fly in to protect our men. Quote, Associated Press. Judging from an announcement made in Cambodia today, there's been a major shift in U.S. policy and fighting in that country. The Cambodian military command disclosed that American fighter bombers have made attacks deep into Cambodia in direct support of Cambodian ground forces. American officials in Saigon won't confirm or deny the Cambodian announcement. Our question this morning was, do you feel that American planes should fly into Cambodia to protect ground forces which aren't our own? In Cambodia, U.S. air activity won't be discussed by the U.S. command other than to admit that American pilots are flying up to 100 miles inside the country to attack supply lines, but not to support ground troops. The Cambodian government announced this morning that U.S. airstrikes do coincide with reports that North Vietnamese and Viet Cong units are gathering east of the capital of Phnom Penh, and that heavy fighting has broken out again at Kong Pong Spu, 30 miles southwest of the capital. The New York stock market has opened sharply lower on a broad front. Declining issues are ahead of those advancing by nearly 5-1. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped down about 5 points in the first hour of trading. California milk producers say their billboard signs can be left the way they are for a while, despite the word milk being covered up and replaced by the word peace.
At least 8 billboards have been altered in the San Francisco area by imposters who dummied up a truck to look like it came from the Advan Sign Company, and then brazenly in broad daylight made the signs read, "Everybody needs peace." 9 UC Santa Barbara students have done what Uncle Sam and all his billions couldn't do. They've used junk parts and only $400 in cash and made a working machine to take oil out of sand at the rate of 20 tons an hour. That machine was built because of last year's major oil spills at Santa Barbara. San Francisco police say their manhunt for the killer of Officer Richard Ratatich is unsuccessful so far. The hunt included a brief excursion to Oakland, where a man claimed to have seen suspect Joe Wesley Johnson yesterday morning. Officer Ratatich was buried yesterday. He had been shotgunned Friday in the Haight-Ashbury. The Federal Food and Drug Administration and the American Medical Association are sharply split on how much of a hazard birth control pills are. The FDA is about to require that all manufacturers of contraceptive pills include a warning that people should watch out for signs of blood clotting. Yesterday, the Medical Association voted overwhelmingly to fight the FDA on that warning notice to accompany each package of pills. KYA time, 8:04. American League action is next.
The makers of Remington Electric Shavers asked a group of young men why they still shave with razor blades.
I think I like the way razor blades pull.
Both my father and mother shave with razor blades.
There's nothing like a few nicks to wake you up in the morning.
You're kidding. I've always been pale.
Maybe it's the scraping I like.
I like the soaking up part because it's so much fun.
Man, you see, I like to live dangerous.
So what I don't deserve electric shaving.
I've always been pale.
My father says a man should be able to stand a little pain. Yeah. He says it's only right.
The Remington Electroblade Shaver has razor-sharp disposable blades, so it offers men a close shave without making them suffer. Yet some guys struggle on with their razors. We figured they had their reasons. And they do. They do.
I've always been pale, and a shaving rash gives me a little color.
You know it does?
It does.
Well, American League action isn't next right now. It's next after Larry Brownell's report on what's happening in the Charles Manson trial.
They're still trying to pick a jury in the Charlie Manson murder trial in Los Angeles. The biggest problem in persuading people to take part in the trial of the man accused of masterminding the Sharon Tate massacre is the judge's rule that nobody goes home once the trial begins. Jury members will be confined to their hotel rooms every night, but the trial may not last the 6 months originally estimated by Judge Charles Older.
He changed his estimate based on the concurrence of the prosecution and the defense. We revised our estimate. We got together and had a skull session and decided that the actual trial itself, excluding the voir dire, would take between 3 and 5 months.
That's the Charles Manson trial in Los Angeles, and that was Deputy District Attorney for L.A. County, Vince Bugliosi. Larry Brownell, KYA News.
KYA Sports.
Now, the American League action. California Angels face twilight doubleheader with the Chicago White Sox at Anaheim. The Oakland Athletics play the Kansas City Royals tonight at home. At our home, that is. The National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers are in Atlanta. San Francisco plays at Cincinnati again. San Diego is at Houston. KYA Bay Area weather, fair with some morning fog. High today, 60 in the city, 75 inland. Low tonight, 50. Around the bay now, it's 61 in San Jose, 59 in Oakland, 57 in Marin. Above Knob Hill, skies are trying to clear, and the city temperature, 58 degrees. For KYA News, Brad Messer. For KYA Music, Juana Johnny.
Freed of Pain and the Band of Gold. Good morning, San Francisco, Baghdad by the Bay, and a beautiful Wednesday morning. It's 8:09 at KYA. And men, hey, pay attention now. You might be out there battling the Bayshore or, you know, moving up the Nimitz this morning. But pay attention to this, because I think you're going to be interested. Penny's offers you a great opportunity to make several comfortable additions to your wardrobe at very comfortable prices. Now listen to this. Penny's has a great selection of suits, sport shirts, and slacks, clearance priced to make them even greater values than usual. Right on. Now, Penny's famous Towncraft Plus suits in assorted colors and priced at just $47.88. Now, there's a good selection in sizes 38 to 46, longs in some sizes. Now, at $47.88, they're truly a smashing summertime bargain. And get this, here's another permanent press short sleeve sport shirts priced now at $1.88. And here's good news. You can choose from solids, plaids, sizes small through large. Now remember, that's just $1.88 for good quality sport shirts. Where else? At Penny's. And for only $9.88, you can pick up a pair of slacks. And these are the one in continental style, too, sizes 29 to 38 in an excellent selection of colors. Yes, sir, for summertime clothing bargains, remember Penny's. With Towncraft Plus suits at $47.88, sport shirts at $1.88, and slacks at $9.88. Charge your purchases on Penny's flexible charge plan and do it today at the Penny store near you.
1260 KYA.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder. Is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why.
Elvis Presley, man, been around a long time. Now, you remember back in 1956, 57, Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, all right, 1970 now, and The Wonder of You, the current Elvis Presley hit. 8:13 with Juan and Johnny at KYA.
The bizarre world you met on the planet of the apes was just the beginning.
The only good human is a dead human.
20th Century Fox takes you beneath the planet of the apes. Can a world long endure half ape, half man? The answer lies deep beneath the planet of the apes. In color, rated G, general audience.
Now playing at theaters throughout the Bay Area. Coca-Cola has a fair deal for you. Pay attention. $3,000 in prizes will be given away Monday, June 29 at the Alameda County Fair in Pleasanton. Get your ride and admission discount tickets at all Coca-Cola displays.
Uh-huh, honey.
Oh, dig it.
All right.
Brenda Lee.
My baby whispers in my ear. Baby, I keep them to myself. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. We walk along hand in hand. Sweet nothing. Yeah, we both understand. Sweet nothing. Sitting in bed, so trying to read my book. My baby, give me that special look. Sweet nothing. That's enough for tonight.
That's Brenda Lee from 1960. Yes, that's back in the days when if you had a hit record, it had to have a saxophone in it, huh? You remember those? Sure you do. It's 816 at KYA.
Are you in favor of improving the air?
Who isn't? But what can I do?
Well, you can pull in at Union 76 and fill up with new low-lead regular 76 with 80% less lead than before.
Can my car use it?
Probably. Over 50% of the cars today can use it with no engine adjustments, no loss of overall performance. In fact, major auto manufacturers recommend the low level of lead contained in new low-lead regular 76. It meets the 1971 standards set up by the federal and California state governments for anti-pollution regulations.
Gee, that's great. I'm in favor of improving the air.
Okay, spread the word.
All in favor of improving our air, drive into Union 76.
And fill up with new low-lead regular 76. Available now at over 500 Union 76 stations in California, with more on the way. Look for the sign, 80% less lead.
That's the spirit?
That's the spirit of 76.
1260 KYA. Home of the Radio Wonders. Now in our community service softball season. Next game Thursday, 6:30 p.m., Hillsdale High, as the KYA Wonders play the Monitor League champs and all-stars.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? A baby climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dream. Sleep. Life.
heard that first, with the real Pete McNeil. That's bread. And I can make it with you, girl. 820 at KYA. This morning, Johnny. And, hey, if you got a group or organization, I want to talk to you for just a minute here. And that's all I'll take, 1 minute, to tell you about something that's kind of fun for everybody. Now, we did it here at KYA just, in fact, Monday at our big golf tournament at San Geronimo National Golf Club. And this is something you might think about. If you have an organization, a group, a club, or maybe the people around the office, you might like to do it. Because it's fun. The course is beautiful, nestled in a beautiful San Geronimo Valley, surrounded by lovely rolling hills and beautiful oak trees. And the management of San Geronimo Golf Club, they're right there, instantly, to help you plan and execute that tournament. Now, the handsome restaurant bar is prepared to handle even the biggest of groups, so size is no object. And the regulation PGA course will challenge the pro as well as delight you, your little nippers out there who like to duff around a little bit. Right? Okay, pro Don Rump is on hand, too, to solve any golfing problems that might creep up on you. So why wait? Give him a call now, 453-3030. San Geronimo National Golf Club, 453-3030. KYA forecasting for the Bay Area. Fair skies and sunny weather today. 60 in the city, up to 75 inland today. It's 58 above Bob Hill. Assembled Multitude, and from the rock opera, composed by The Who, Tommy, that's the overture. It's 824. This is KYA and Buona Johnny.
7 reasons why grabbing a snack at Jack in the Box is better than grabbing a snack at the Ritz in London.
2.
No minimum.
3.
No cover.
4.
No funny stares when you order a hamburger and a glass of milk.
5.
Service faster than a speeding bullet.
6.
Cheaper than a tall building. 7.
I didn't get that last one.
Which one?
The last one.
That was the last one. Oh, best of all, no violin music at Jack in the Box.
That's rotten.
Jack in the Box. Speed, convenience, and the intimate atmosphere of your very own car.
Z. Enough intrigue and excitement to eclipse James Bond, says Playboy. Z.
Now playing at the Hyatt Theater, San Mateo, Stage Door Theater in San Francisco, and the Tower Theater in Oakland. And now it's time for our morning concert of afternoon show favorites. as we present Miguel Rios, the orchestra, the lavishly appointed chorus, and the song of joy.
This is Brad Messer with the 8:30 News from KYA San Francisco. It's 58 degrees in the city. The forecast follows the news. North Vietnam and Communist China have blasted the United States for new air activity in Cambodia. North Vietnam, in a broadcast heard in Hong Kong, calls it a most serious escalation of the war. The New China News Agency says the U.S. plans to step up aggression against Cambodia. The Pentagon has disclosed that American planes have penetrated as much as 100 miles inside Cambodia to attack enemy supply lines. Now the Cambodian military command says U.S. aircraft have also backed up Cambodian ground forces deep inside Cambodia, even though no U.S. forces are acknowledged to have been present. A Cambodian spokesman says U.S. airstrikes helped break the siege at Kampong Tom, 80 miles north of Phnom Penh. Neither the Pentagon nor the U.S. command will comment on that. Kampong Tom is many miles from where the communists supposedly have set up their latest supply routes. In the latest ground action, Cambodian troops are seeking out the enemy about 5 miles east of Phnom Penh, trying to avert possible rocket and mortar attacks on the capital. And heavy fighting is reported for Kampong Spu on the highway linking Phnom Penh and a port, Kampong Som. The Cambodians took Kampong Spu from Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese 10 days ago. Meanwhile, not as much in Cambodia as in South Vietnam, someone has been tallying up the damage done by American defoliation and bombing in those areas, and it looks like a disaster. Larry Brownell has the report.
Stanford's Biological Sciences Department's come up with the first comprehensive report on what the war is doing to the ecology of Indochina. Department Chairman Donald Kennedy and several of his graduate students say we're tearing up the land so badly it may not be able to support the people for years to come. Dr. Kennedy mentions as one example the way in which a defoliation chemical is being used in South Vietnam.
Oh, it is used for agricultural purposes in the U.S. and in other places on rangeland where it's desired to keep vegetation down. That compound has been being sprayed in Vietnam at a rate that averages 10 to 13 times the permitted application rate for domestic purposes.
The Stanford Department chairman also says their research shows that saturation bombing of Vietnam has made craters which would form a line 30,000 miles long if laid end to end. This, he says, would cripple the farming capacity of any country in the world. Larry Brownell, KYE News.
If the retail clerks union and the major San Francisco department stores don't get together by next week, there'll be a strike. At least 10 major downtown department stores could be shut down. There's another negotiating session set for Thursday, but one union leader says the possibility of a strike looks pretty good right now. In Sacramento, a committee hammering out a final state budget is considering a pair of plans to pump more money into local schools. One plan by Governor Reagan would put $70 million into it, while Senate Democrats want up to $135 million more for local schools. In Los Angeles, a co-prosecutor in the Sharon Tate murder case indicates the state will go for the death penalty for Charles Manson and three young women. Their Los Angeles trial already in its second week. They report little progress in selecting a jury. Now the judge and the attorneys have come up with an estimate that maybe the trial will take only 3 to 5 months instead of the 6 months they've been talking about. That could be a help to some of the people who would serve on the jury if it didn't take as long as they expect. Mrs. Richard Nixon will fly to Peru Sunday to deliver money and clothing collected in the United States for Peruvian earthquake victims. A Washington announcement says she'll leave from the California White House, and she's expected to stay in Peru through next Wednesday and visit some of the areas devastated in the recent major quake. It was reported a couple of days ago that as much as 130 tons of relief supplies for Peru are sitting in Southern California, not being transported to Peru because of a back-off from a promise made by the military to fly the goods south. The military now says it doesn't have the money needed to do such a non-military operation. KYA time, 8:34. The Black Panthers are changing their name. Next.
Standard Oil of California has developed a new gasoline additive, formula F310, an important step toward cleaner air. For a full report, we switch you to astronaut Scott Carpenter at the Standard Oil Richmond Refinery.
I'm standing beside a huge complex of pipes and machinery where the remarkable new gasoline additive, formula F310, is being produced. F310 reduces exhaust emissions entering the air from dirty engines. Road tests prove just 6 tanks full of Chevron gasolines with F310 sharply reduced dirty exhaust, one of the most long-awaited developments in gasoline history. And since dirty exhaust is wasted gasoline, Chevron with F310 turns dirty exhaust into good, clean mileage. There isn't a car on the road that shouldn't be using it. Scott Carpenter for Standard Oil.
The Thai Army is changing the name of its Black Panthers, currently assigned to South Vietnam. It says in Bangkok that from now on, the Black Panthers of the Thai Army will be the Black Leopards. The idea is to avoid confusion with the Black Panther, a militant Negro organization in the United States. And making an entire army change its name should be some sort of a feather in somebody's cap. Pope Paul said today that the Roman Catholic Church, which is considered fabulously wealthy by some people, often doesn't have enough money to meet its legitimate needs. Pope Paul adds at his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Basilica that the church should not only be poor, but appear poor.
KYA Sports!
Many of the glamour names are missing when play starts tomorrow in the $150,000 Cleveland Open Golf Tournament. Palmer, Nicklaus, Casper, Player, all resting up for next month's British Open. The National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics presented astronaut John Swigert with an award in Houston last night. The group named Swigert Pinch Hitter of the Year for being the substitute man on the Apollo 13 mission. KYA Bay Area weather, fair skies today, they say. High today, 60 in the city, 75 inland, the low tonight, 50. Around the bay at 62 in San Jose, 59 in Oakland, 57 in Marin. Above Nob Hill, we still have gray skies and the city temperature, 58 degrees. For KYA News, Brad Messer. For KYA Music, Juana Johnny.
James Lick, first time I ever heard that, and That's by Three Dog Night from the It Ain't Easy album. Mama told me not to come. Good morning to you. This is Bonnie Johnny at KYA, where it's 8:39.
This is Jimmy Rogers. You know, if you like money, you'll love this. There's a new kind of money company in town. Here's a man who knows.
Hi, Jimmy. My name is Sam English, and the new company is Avco Financial Services. Seaboard Finance and Avco have combined. Me, I used to be with Seaboard.
Avco Financial Services. That's the money company of believers.
Right. Avco Financial Services is a money company that believes young families shouldn't have to wait forever to enjoy the good life. They also believe today's money needs are complex. People need loans and sound money advice. When Avco Financial Services tells America, we believe in you, they mean it.
Anything else?
I'm a believer too, Jimmy. After all, I'm manager for Avco Financial Services here in Santa Clara.
You better meet the believers. Avco Financial Services, Seaboard, and Avco combined.
Now, that's just a real fine guitar riff, Jimmy. Just real fine.
1260 KYA.
Why do birds? Decided to create it.